السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and APA with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jasiya, and verses 12 to verse number 15. In today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting His bounties and favors that are ever recurring and showering upon us, although we are not entitled to it and we do not really deserve it. But Almighty Allah loves us so much, He made us the masterpiece of His creation. Hence He states, chapter 45, verse number 12, Allahu alladhi sakhkhara lakumul bahra. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has made the oceans and the seas, subjugated it for your benefit. Last week I was in Durban at the North Coast, and you just look at it, two Indians admiring the Indian Ocean. And you just look at it, the foam on top, the bubble on top, and the water at the bottom. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and the foam, that is a symbol of falsehood. And the water that is beneath the bubble and foam, that is the symbol of truth. So today all these isms we have, capitalism, secularism, Zionism, democracy, and all these systems are the bubble and foam, the scum of the earth. And you, O Muslim, and me and you as Muslims, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. You need to become an asset to humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then you will remain on this earth. How water is there to quench the thirst of humanity and creation. We should be quenching the thirst, the spiritual thirst of humanity. اللَّهُ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْبَحْرَ لِتَجْرِيَ الْفُلْكُ فِيهِ بِأَمْرِهِ. And Almighty Allah has subjugated and made subservient for your benefit the oceans and the seas. لِتَجْرِيَ الْفُلْكُ فِيهِ بِأَمْرِهِ. So that the boats and the ships can move there on the water and glide through the water and the waves. بِأَمْرِهِ. What His command. Today people speak of common sense. I always pose this question to them. Take a 1 rand coin, 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin, throw it in the ocean, throw it in the lakes and in the rivers and dams. And what will you see? It goes right down. And you see that the big, big ships, passenger liners, cargo liners, going through the oceans from one country to another, one continent to another, and how many tons of luggage they have and cargo they have. Who is keeping it afloat? أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِئْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Do you not see the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah? He keeps the boats and everything afloat to show you His bounties. And you should be making shukr and be grateful to Almighty Allah for His ever-recurring bounties. Chapter 31, Surah Luqman and verse 31. Subhanallah, what an easy reference. Chapter 31 and verse 31. So easy. There Allah is showing you. You stood there on your balcony and you just admire the ocean. You see the ships going from this direction to that direction, the small little rowing boats and the big cargo ships, passenger liners. Who keeps it afloat? And sometimes Allah shows us His power, the Titanic, the unsinkable, and then the rest is history. And it sank. So that is all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala showing us. I control everything. You can do absolutely nothing without my command. وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and so that you seek your sustenance. So the sustenance and the provision which comes from Almighty Allah, you go and seek it. So you see today it's become a multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar trade. This country, that country, this continent. And wars are fought over it. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you should be grateful, thankful. So what is the meaning of shukr? Irda'ul mun'im bi ni'amihi. Allah Jalla wa'ala gave us eyes, so use the eyes to please Him. He gave us ears, He gave us tongue, He gave us the bounties that are ever recurring and showering. So use all that in His pleasure and not for vices and sins. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, He subjugated for your benefit and made it subservient for your benefit, O human being. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, whatever is the celestial creation in the heavens and skies. We look at the sun, the moon, the stars, and many million, billion creation we can't see, the planets, the Milky Way, and what have you. So all that you must remember is Allah made it for our benefit. And the rain that comes from there, wama, the clouds and so forth, wama fil ardi, and whatever is on the land and sand, the terrestrial creation. So you look at the rain, you look at your grass, you look at your gardens, you look at your orchards, your flora, your fauna, your fruit, your vegetable, and then your lakes and your ocean and forest and jungles. All that Almighty Allah made for you. People come from overseas. They never even saw a real lion or a real elephant or a tiger or a leopard. And they go to the Kruger Park and they say, we want to stay here for 1 week or 2 weeks just to see the real wildlife and how they function and so forth. They're amazed and dazzled by it. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْ, all of it comes from Him alone. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He was, He is, He always will be. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, indeed in that there are symbols and signs for a people and nation who wonder, ponder and reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See an easy example of this that will resonate with you. All of us, we use the sunlight, but we don't bother about the sun itself. So therefore, the ulama have written, some ulama wrote the hadith, but it's not hadith. Rather say the saying of ulama, تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, wonder, ponder in the creation of Allah, and do not wonder, ponder and reflect in the essence of Almighty Allah. Allah Himself is beyond our perception, comprehension. Everything of Almighty Allah is unlimited, infinite. And me and you, everything of ours is limited and finite. So therefore we will never able to comprehend and perceive Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The next verse, there is a sababun nuzul. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu writes in Ma'ariful Quran that when they were in Makkah Mukarrama, and we know that this surah Jasiya, which we just started, you must remember, after we completed Surah Dukhan, so it is also a Makki surah. So it was revealed before the migration from Makkah to Madinah Munawwarah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the mushrikeen and polytheists and idol worshippers, insulted him. He's Umar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Umar. Do you know who's Umar? What Umar used to say, on the Farsh, Allah would send from the Arsh. What Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, used to say on the land and sand, Allah loved him so much many a time that the verses would be revealed according to the suggestion and opinion of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar wanted to give him a good threshing and a good hiding. How can you insult me like that? And it's not justified. Allah Jalla Wala revealed these verses. They don't go and fight everywhere. Many a time small issues take place. Then you must forgive them and rather invite them towards Islam. Yes, when big issues take place, like Badr and so forth, then you fight them. Like Ghazza takes place, you must fight them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And anybody else comes to help them and assist us, the Americans and the British and the Indians, then we take them on also. So therefore, we are 100% with Hamas, we are 100% with Palestine, and inshallah, all these enemies will be decimated, destroyed, ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So you need to understand that this verse which we're going to translate now is for the minor issues, not for major issues. Qul say ya Rasulullah rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا For those people who possess the true iman, faith and conviction. يَغْفِرُوا لِلَّذِينَ They must pardon and forgive. Who must they pardon, forgive and overlook? لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ Those people who have no hope and they don't believe in the days of Allah. What does it mean? They don't hope, they don't have hope and believe in the days of Allah. Meaning they don't believe in the day of justice and Jannat and Jahannam and in all those major events. They don't believe in it. So don't take a minor issue and make it a major issue. Don't make tissues into issues and issues into tissues and so forth. So rather than you can win them over with good character and so forth on a minor issue. Major issue, then the fighting will start. The qital and jihad will start and so forth. So ayyam Allah means that the things that will still occur in time to come, major events. So why? So leave it to Almighty Allah. Because لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ I told you the word jaza. Jazakallah, may Almighty Allah reward you. Jazakallah, may Almighty Allah punish you. Therefore, we as true Muslims, we can't just say Jazakallah. You have to say Jazakallahu khaira. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. When you tell that brother, sister who did you a favor, Jazakallahu khaira. فَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ الثَّنَى You have praised him or her abundantly and profusely. So see the translation. لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ So that Almighty Allah will reward a nation بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ For all the good deeds that they committed and they did in this world. Second translation, لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ And so that Almighty Allah will punish a people, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ For all the vices and all the war crimes and everything else they committed. So it is all embracing, all encompassing. So that is مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ Allah is the exclusive owner of the day of justice. Deen means justice. Economic justice, social justice, political justice. The whole world today is crying out for justice. Muslims and non-Muslims, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's Asia, whether it's Africa, you go to all parts of the world. So the only way you will get through peace is when there is justice. No justice, no peace. And therefore you see America, Israel, the biggest terrorists on earth and haramis. And hence we have to name them, shame them and nail them. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ Now Almighty Allah elaborates, whosoever does good deeds, good speech, all that, and you have iman, faith, conviction, فَلِنَفْسِهِ is for that person individually, for his benefit. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَأَلَيْهَا People who commit kufr and blasphemy, people who commit shirk and idol worship and polytheism, people who are munafiqeen and hypocrites, and there's no shortage of them today in the ummah. People will have Muslim names, they'll come to the mosque, they'll give zakat, they will fast. But many of them still munafiqeen, even Quran tells us that. A whole chapter Allah revealed, chapter 63, and it has and comprises 11 verses. So we should understand that does not mean the person is a very good Muslim. Inside the inner recesses of their hearts, they are not convinced. This is a game they play, you must remember. These Arab rulers and leaders, and these Muslim rulers and leaders, majority of them munafiqeen and hypocrites, murtadeen and apostate, and ghaddareen and traitors to Islam. So remember, they just play a game and make the people fools. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَأَلَيْهَا. And whosoever does evil, the calamity, disaster, and the catastrophe will fall before him sooner or later. Remember, nobody will escape with impunity. ثُمَّ subsequently, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. To your sustainer, nourisher, you will be returned. Every one of you will return to him, Almighty Allah, taw'an aw karha, whether you like it or you don't like it. Therefore, when a Muslim person passes away, not non-Muslim, Muslim person passes away, we say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. For non-Muslims, then we can't pray for them. We can't attend the cemetery of the non-Muslims. We can't attend the memorial service. All this totally haram. Chapter 9, verse number 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 17th of Shawwal, 1446. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Maldives bans Israelis. Even the Haaretz newspaper carried it. I've been to Maldives. Well done to you, Maldives. No jutlas allowed. No Israelis allowed. You are haramis. You are murderers. You are war criminals. We don't want you khabis and murderers and war criminals here. Well done. We salute you, the government of Maldives. And these Arab rulers, tadpod dictators, boot-licking them. You should take cue from them. Where is the Ghazan paramedic? Haaretz question is asking this. Where is the Ghazan paramedic? BBC said, can you believe this, how biased and prejudiced they are? They said that 15 people, medics, were killed, right, of the Red Crescent and so forth. And Israel said they buried them. Why? To protect them from the wild animals. Can you believe a fairy tale story like that? Shame on you, BBC. Hang your heads in shame. Remember that. Covering up Israel's war crimes. They executed them. Tore their bodies to pieces. And then remember, they tried to hide the evidence. But Allah has said, Allah Jalla Wala has said he will always punish the Jutlas and the Jews. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. And the world has seen and global condemnation for them. At that time when they murdered and executed the 15, and one of them is still not found, where is he? So they, are you torturing him? Are you persecuting him? Are you extracting information from him? So now you know, no strike on Iran. There's a big, you must remember, battle collision course going on between Trump and BB, both haramis. So BB Netanyahu, the war criminal, wants to use America to strike Iran, make war against Iran. Trump says, no, we'll go for diplomacy. So again, BB gets humiliated. And then Trump wants, you must remember, a ceasefire before he visits Saudi Arabia, so he can extract the maximum amount from that murtad and harami MBS. So, and show the world that, see, I bring peace to you and so forth. But he knows what he's doing. He wants these idiots, donkeys, MBS and Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel. So that's the game they play, you must remember. We'll give you some nuclear, but you must recognize Israel. And yes, your ceasefire for Palestine. So they don't want ceasefire, Israel, and but Trump knows that what he is saying, Netanyahu, is not realistic and pragmatic. So he will do what he knows best. Remember that. Hamas rejects the Israeli offer and CC the Pharaoh of Egypt's offer that they must disarm and surrender. Go to hell. Nobody surrenders. We fight till the end. Imma Nasr wa imma Shahada. Either we go for Nasr and Zafar, either we go for victory and success in this world and the year after, or either we take martyrdom and we have success in the year after. So China is dumping Boeing. You see, China is taking America on headlong. Anything nonsense you want to do, we will do better. And China is winning the propaganda war. The sympathies of people is going more towards China. Why must you pay the tariffs of America? Buy from us directly. Don't be a fool. But you see, there's no shortage of idiots and fools and donkeys. Jordan, another the king, they're another donkey and idiot. So remember that now, to impress America and impress Israel, they arrested 16 people yesterday there because they are puppets and so forth. They are not kings and all that. They are slaves of America and Israel. So you must remember, they say somebody fired a drone and we intercepted it. So see how sharp we are. And then we arrested 16 people and they are, you know, like they're aligned with Hamas and so forth. All fairy tale stories, if you ask me. So Jutlas, Haramis and murderers, remember entering Aqsa. Ben Gwe is the one, Harami is going to go to America and he encourages that and they desecrate our third holiest place. Where is the Arab regime's common sense? These people want to steal Aqsa like how they stole Masjid Ibrahim Khalili there in Hebron, and yet you talk of peace with them. The only peace they know is to steal more pieces of land, and we must wage war against them. 100% is compulsory upon the Muslim countries to wage war. The European Union is dying with a guilty conscience because now they are part and complicit in the crime against Palestine for over 75, 78 years. So now the European Union, to remove a bit of their guilt, they're giving 1.6 billion euros for aid for Palestine. It's just like America, you know. America gives money, the best arms and ammunition, murder, kill the Palestinians, and then they will send 1-2 planes, bring all the children here. We will operate on them, and then because they have lost their limbs and so, see how compassionate we are. You are the biggest war criminals and terrorists. You think the public are fooled by that, your public relations. Nobody is fooled by that. So Hamas says there's no contact with an American hostage. Remember that when you started bombing Israelis, so there our people were there with that American hostage and you bombed them. So now there's no sign of them, so you killed your own people as well. People are fleeing from the Zamzam refugee camp. You need to understand what is really happening in Sudan and Darfur. One side is the Sudanese government. One side with them, with the Sudanese government, is Russia and Saudi Arabia. So they're giving them all type of assistance. Then you have the Rapid Support Force, RSF. So they are the rebels fighting the government and so forth. And they are being supported, you must remember, by the UAE, United Arab Emirates. Let me make it clear. Me, I make dua every day. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud. Kama ahlakta aada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, decimate the Saudi regime. Ya Allah, ahlik al-imarat wa man walahum. That these haramis, MBZ and them, there in Dubai and Burj Khalifa and there in Abu Dhabi, Allah must decimate and destroy them. They are the real enemies of Islam. But the Muslim Ummah is jahil and ignorant, you know. They just look at the glitter and the buildings and so forth. There was a Waliullah, Maha Salim Kareem, try and by heart. There's a wonderful Sheikh Sabuni, our honorable Ustad, wrote this in Tanwirul Adhan. And I visited his grave also. Sheikh Sabuni is buried in Istanbul. I'm not speaking about him. I'm speaking about Bahlul. Bahlul, Rahimahullah, is the sage of the age, the Waliullah. And he's buried there in Iraq. So I went to his grave, Rahimahullah. هارون رشید دا خلیفہ کمز تو بہلول او سنی یا بہلول او ولی اللہ اسپیشل فرینڈ آف اللہ گیو می سم ایڈوائس ہی سیڈ واٹ مچ ایڈوائس مز آئی گیو یو رفعت الجس ووضعت النس یو ٹک دا سمنٹ اینڈ یو پٹ اٹ رائٹ آن ٹاپ یو سی دیٹ And what you did, the Quranic text and the Ahadith, you put it right at the bottom. Then, Rafa'at al-Tin, wa wada'at al-Din. You took the sand and you built your big, big castles and palaces. And the Deen, you put it right at the bottom. In kana min amwalik, if it is from your own wealth, fa'anta min al-mubazirin, then you are squandering the wealth and you are brother of shaitan. And when kana min amwalin nas, and if it is from the wealth of the people, فَأَنْتَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ Then you are an oppressor and a tinpot dictator. These are the awliyaullah. Speak the truth, and thou art nothing from these tinpot dictators. فَبَكَى هَارُونَ And Harun started crying. It's applicable to every Muslim ruler today. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ One, two, you can exempt, but generally everyone. So that is what you see there. If you know Sudan is filled with oil, filled with gold, filled with copper, everybody wants to take a share and so forth. They got the conference in London, wasting their time there, and say there must be immediate ceasefire. Funds will be removed from the Harvard University, oldest university in America, and one of the most prestigious, and Trump is trumpeting away. He says that we will not give them. They are billions of dollars, and they are tax exempt, we must review that. And Harvard is digging its heels. You got no right to come and control us. We are independent, autonomous, and you are going against the Constitution of America. Well done, Harvard. Take him to court. Teach Trump a lesson, the harami. Mexico must give more water to U.S. Then the tariffs will be decreased. Can you believe that blackmail, bullying everywhere? So then Mali says Canada must pay more taxes for gold. Well done. Any African country kicks out these Americans and British and whoever white is or tell them they must pay more taxes, we support them 100%. Three policemen killed in Pakistan. Pakistan is a mess, let me tell you that. The army be chore and hukumat be chore. The government are thugs and crooks and the army also a bunch of thugs and crooks. Russia has the largest energy reserves in the world. From Russia with love. Let me give you news from South Africa, Southern Africa. One of the biggest diamonds in human history has been discovered here in Gaborone, there in Botswana. Can you believe that? So, you know, Kimberley, the holy city, H-O-L-E, it got a big hole there. So now it seems the hole reached there, Botswana. So they found big diamond there. Jonas will be the special envoy, ambassador to America. So now the AFRI forum and them criticize him. So why? They want the whitey. You see that? They bunch of right races, these people, remember. That is whiteys. Lesotho grants and a Musk, you understand, license for his Starlink and so forth. South Africa told Elon Musk, you go to hell. So Lesotho say, we are tiny little kingdom. You come here, Trump will get happy, you will get happy. Trump said, where the hell is Lesotho? I don't even know this country. But Trump never learned history and geography, the idiot. So when they go there, oh, this guy Jonas and them, there's no quick fix between South Africa and USA. And there in the Walter Sisulu Varsity University, there in Eastern Cape, you must remember, they had so much violence, one student got killed and two are injured. That are your varsities, brothels, and now murder taking place there as well. Programs today, inshallah, Mauna Zahid will interview Mauna Salman Yunus, 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 Tafsir. Don't forget, tonight, Medical File, and Suleiman Esop will be the host, and Dr. Brent Gavi, so he will be the guest, and that's between tonight, 8 to 9, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah in Medical File. Jee Maha Salim, let's fire up for the Q&A, inshallah.
Of Isaab, is it allowed for ladies to cut their hair for their husband?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You can't obey creation when you are breaking the laws of Almighty Allah جل وعلا. Almighty Allah taught us when Iblis, Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan was expelled, surah from Jannah and Paradise. Then he took various oaths, and one oath he said, وَلَا أَعْمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them. I will command them, and they will change the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So, and the hadith in Jami'u Sagheer, for women to cut hair is not permissible. When you ladies cut your hair, then there is mushabiyat bil rijal. You imitating the man. If you look from the back, you won't know his Eve or his teeth. Then there is mushabiyat bil kafirat. You imitating the non-Muslim culture. Two. Third, you're going against the Quran, Sharif and the Sunnah. Open Musnad Firdaus of Daylami, you will find a wonderful dua for the men and women. The malaika angels are making dua. Subhana man zayyana rijal bil liha. Ya Allah, you increase the beauty and enhance the beauty of the men who keep the big beards. Wan nisa bil zawaib, and those ladies who keep long hair and make plaits and so forth. But this Ummah today is obsessed and addicted to Hollywood, Bollywood. Hence, they want to imitate the Robin Hood culture and the haram culture. Totally haram, not the Muslim.
Mufti Sahab, some Muslim boys at my school made blasphemous comments about Allah Ta'ala in front of me. I warned them and walked away. In such cases, how do we protect our Iman? Should we challenge them or simply walk away?
Remember that if you do not know Quran, Sharif and Sunnah, then just walk away. And if you know it, like now I'm going to teach you, so you must inform them that they all have to repeat their kalima and make sincere tawbah and so forth. If what you are saying is 100% true, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Wala in sa'altahu, if you ask them, why are you saying all these funny things, derogatory things of Almighty Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wala in sa'altahum, layaqulunna, they will say, surely, innama kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab. We're just having fun and games, we're just playing. Qul abillahi, what, you play with Allah? Wa ayatihi, with his verses? Wa rasulihi, wa Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntun tastazi'un. You make a mockery, you start making jokes. La ta'taziru. Don't cite any excuses. Allah's fatwa and verdict. Qad kafartum ba'da imanikum. You had iman, but now you became kafir and non-Muslim. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65 and 66. So they must repeat their kalima, make sincere tawbah, and if a person is married and they did that, he has to renew the nikah as well. Al-Ishtiza, to make a mockery of Islam and so forth, takes a person right out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 9, verses 65 and 66.
Mufti Sahab, what is the benefit of reading Surah Muzammil daily?
Remember, the entire Quran Sharif is Shifa. Remember, Quran says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ Shifa. Now people say, read Surah Muzammil, you will get the good spouse. Or read Surah Maryam, you will get the good daughter, pious daughter. Or read Surah Yusuf, you are pregnant, you will get a handsome son. So all that is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif or in the authentic Sunnah. That is just the rai and opinion of some ulama and so forth. Therefore, I reiterate this point. You must draw a distinction and dichotomy. What people say and what is authentic. Authentic means it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif, it's mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah, it's mentioned by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and so forth. But people say that is just an opinion. So we must not mix things up and confuse issues.
Kishab, what is the reward for plaiting the hair?
So plaiting the hair, remember I gave you the hadith now, in Musnad Firdaus and so forth, the malaika make special dua for you, and that is what the hadith I just quoted now.
Mufti Sahab, many masjids are locked after Zuhur Salah. Is this permissible to lock the masjids?
100% when Salat time is finished, you lock it, because South Africa, you know what ANC running the show, So DC direct control, the direct current, direct control also. And remember AC alternate current, DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current. From top to bottom, you can see the culture of criminality, of crooks and so forth. It carries on. So we have to protect our masajid. The watches are there, the mic system are there, and so many other expensive items are there. So you're not closing the masjid to prevent the people. Salat time is open. But when it's not salat time, you're closing it, locking it. Why? For safety, security purposes. So that's totally permissible. I went now last week, you understand, Wednesday night, a week ago, and we were in Masjid Dawood and built by the Capital Group. Allah reward them. MashaAllah, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his whole family, MashaAllah. And I asked them, why Masjid Dawood? Then Masi, that is now Muhammad Ikhlas and their mother, she said, Manjopejo Naloai. It's her father's name. So they are Nana, maternal grandfather. So that's why Masjid Dawood. If you look at that area, it's not a very safe area. You know, it's not. But they got security, they got all the 24 hours. So not everybody can do that, you know. So therefore, the fatwa is if you close the masjid, not at salat times, other times, for security reasons, totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, I have been employed in a bank for the last 25 years. From the savings that I have, and I go for Hajj with that money.
Remember that when you work in ABC XYZ bank, you must realize that bank is a manifestation of the capitalistic system. You just read about the Rothschilds and the Zionists and so forth, how they started this banking to manipulate the world and so forth. So definitely your income is not halal and tayyibah. It is tainted and polluted. So majority of the money will be halal, your Hajj will be accepted. Majority of the money is haram, then the Hajj is rejected. Make sincere tawbah and go for Umrah, go for Hajj. We won't tell you don't go, but change your life around. Let this be a game changer. Hassan al-Basri, the sage of the age, Waliullah, born in Medina Munawwara, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made his tahniq, inserted the dates in his mouth and said, Allahumma faqihu fi deen, Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of Islam, wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved to people and the public. At the age of 14, he, his family, and them migrated from Medina Munawwara to Basra, Iraq. So Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, people asked him, what is the sign? My Hajj is Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor, that my Hajj is accepted. He said, Al-Raghba ila al-Akhirah, wal-Raghba min al-Dunya. Now your inclination and love for the year after increases, and your love for the world decreases. So make that a game changer, brother. And from now, tell the bank that when I come back, finish, I'm retiring, I'm resigning, and what have you. I had enough of all your interest and usury, go and make sincere tawbah as well.
Isab, is it permissible for a man to hug his mother-in-law?
Oh, dangerous question. And that you're going to hug your mother-in-law and her bosom is going to touch your chest and then the sparks will fly. We live in a so sordid society. Wallahi, it is Quran in front of me. I received a question when I used to do a program for Voice of the Cape, 12, 13 years I used to do for them. Then when I started speaking against the Shias, then they said, no. I said, no, you can't tell me what to speak. I'm doing you a favor. I didn't take a cent from you. So remember that the question came, what happens in the case where the son-in-law impregnated his mother-in-law? You see that? So you got many trumps nowadays, you must remember that. Guys who can't look after their rifles and so forth, they get busy with the mother-in-law, sister-in-law. I will never advise anybody to hug and kiss mother-in-law in this day and this age. Then I was also married, and I'm still married, alhamdulillah. But what I mean, my mother-in-law used to stay here with me. She passed away here. But not once I went to hug her and so. Most to most, sometime I'll just shake her hand, she's an old lady. So to shake her hand is permissible, no problem. But to hug and all that, then today the mother-in-law is competing with the daughter-in-law who looks smarter, you know. So in this day and this age, I will tell you, be very, very careful. Shaitan, too many incidents happen, funny business, and then they'll start pressing one another. And a lot of things will start going all wrong, you must remember. Not permissible when there is evil intentions.
Can we take the last question? Are we allowed to smoke cigarettes in Ihram?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us when you are in the state of Ihram, you are in the state of consecration. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. You're saying now the slogan of the lover, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Inna Alhamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Lak. You're saying, Allahumma Ajirna Minan Nar, Ya Allah, save us from the fire. But what you go and do, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 197, chapter 2, verse 197, when you in Ihram, Fala Rafatha, no husband, wife talk and seductive talk. Oh my little poppy, your hands are so smooth and I feel so nice to massage you. All haram dead. Wala fusuqa, and don't commit any sins. Guard your eyes, guard your ears, guard your tongue. Smoking absolutely haram in Ihram. And other time also not permissible. Ihram is worse. A person swears outside the masjid, a person swears in the masjid. Obviously it's worse. So you in the garb of a pilgrim and you smoke, shame on you. Totally haram. Wala jidala fil hajj. Don't get involved in arguments with the agent and people and so forth. So chapter 2 and verse 197. Practice on these three things. Then if you did that, your hajj is hajj maqbool, hajj mabroor. No husband, wife talk and all that when you're in ihram. No sins while you're in ihram. And smoking is haram. And wala jidala. And we're saying, Ya Allah, save us from the fire. But you start your own agarbati and cigarette and biri. So all haram that. And no fighting, arguing, all that. Allahumma jal hajjana hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. That was the dua Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made after hajj, as mentioned in Ibn Majah. Ya Allah, make our hajj to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Grant us such a hajj, la riya'a fiha, not to impress the eyes of people, wa la sum'a, and not to impress the ears of people. Ameen. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.